Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly preview of Sunday sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, tomorrow we'll be back in Acts 6, and we'll begin looking at the account of the first martyr in church history. There have been millions of Christians put to death for their faith through the centuries, but Stephen was the very first. The name Stephen means victor's crown, and he certainly lived and died victoriously, the Stephen that we'll be looking at in our message tomorrow. In both his life and his death, he was a dynamic witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was one of the great heroes of the Bible, and we can learn a lot just by looking at his life and how he lived for the Lord. We were introduced to Stephen in verse 5 of chapter 6, where he was the first name on the list of men chosen to serve in the church. That church had grown so large so quickly that the 12 apostles couldn't oversee it all anymore, and they needed help. And so 7 men were chosen to oversee a very important ministry in the church, and that was the distribution of support to the widows. Stephen was selected from among thousands of men in the church, and he had to meet the qualifications given in verse 3. He had to have a good reputation, had to be full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. And Stephen was not only chosen, his name was at the top of the list, and it says about him there in verse 5 that he was full of faith and the Holy Spirit. He is the only one of the 7 men that are mentioned there that has something like that said about him, something about his character. But we'll learn about Stephen that he did far more than oversee the distribution to the widows. It becomes apparent as you look at our text for tomorrow that Stephen was uniquely empowered by God to be a spokesman for Christ and his church. He was not an apostle, but he was given the signs of an apostle to authenticate him as one of the spokesmen for truth. And we need to keep in mind that this was at a time where they didn't have the New Testament. The New Testament was being lived out by that early church, and later it would be written about, but there had to be some way to authenticate men as the spokesman for God, and that their message was the truth. And so Stephen was given the signs of an apostle. Later we're going to see that Philip is given those signs. He is another of those 7 men who were chosen. But Stephen was bold. He was outspoken for truth and for Christ. And he was one who really spoke out even to the enemies of the church. He went and met in the synagogues with some of the Jewish people there in Jerusalem and began to debate with them about the truth. And it was for his bold and outspoken witness and defense of the faith that Stephen got in trouble. And it was trouble that eventually led to him being put to death. Did you know that the actual definition of the word martyr is witness? A martyr is someone who is a witness. And there were so many witnesses for Christ who were put to death through the early centuries of Christian history that by the time the Greek word martus was adopted into English as the word martyr, it no longer meant just to be a witness. It meant someone who was put to death for what they believe. Stephen was one of the great heroes of the Bible. And it will be our blessing at Grace Baptist Church to preach about him and to hear him preached about for the next 2 Sundays. And one of the things we'll see is that there was someone Stephen had a profound impact on, someone who himself would become one of the great heroes of the book of Acts and of the Bible. Do you know who that was? I'm sure that many of you do. And if not, we'll talk about it in the message tomorrow. So I hope you'll be there at Grace Baptist Church tomorrow as we preach from this portion of God's Word and we see what the Lord has for our lives in this text. If you're not a member of Grace Baptist Church and you've come across this podcast and you're interested in our church, we're located, as we've said, in Grand Bay, Alabama. And we have a website where you could learn more about the church, and that website is gracegrandbay.com, gracegrandbay.com. You'll find out where we're located. You can see the times of our services and just find out more about us, and we hope that you will do that. You would certainly be welcome to come and visit at Grace Baptist Church. In fact, consider this your invitation to come be a part of our worship service tomorrow. And we find that during these times of the pandemic, it's difficult to be in fellowship with one another like we would like to be. But there is a time each week where we gather and we get to see one another. And if you're not a part of our fellowship, I think you would find that our people are very warm people, very loving people, and you would be accepted and you would be welcomed if you would come and be a part of our church. Well, I want to thank you for listening today. I hope you'll listen each week, and I want to ask you to do this. If you've heard this podcast, would you share the link with some people you know and invite them to meet you tomorrow at Grace Baptist Church? I certainly hope to see you there. And until then, let's pray for the service that God's Spirit will attend the preaching of His Word. And when it's time for that preaching, let's open God's Word.